Welcome back, everyone, to the Really Real Real Estate Podcast. Episode 203, Happy Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day weekend. And we here at the Really Real Real Estate Podcast want to wish all of our mothers out there listening to us a very happy Mother's Day. And to all of you non-mothers out there, we would just like to ask, did you get her gift yet? Or are you procrastinating? Mother's Day is this weekend, you know. Well, have no fear, because we here at the Really Real Real Estate Podcast are here for all your last-minute Mother's Day gift ideas and needs. Today, we dive into some really great real estate gifts if you are still looking to get that perfect gift for that perfect mother in your life. My name is Lou Lombardi. Now, here is your perfect real estate advisor, Mr. Jason Wilcox.
Oh, stop. You are too kind, sir. You are too kind. Have you procrastinated for Mother's Day?
Hey, Jason, you think you can get my mom a house by Sunday? That'd be great. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll get right on that. I will get right on that. We can make that happen. We'll push you to the front of the line. No problems whatsoever. It's funny because as I wrote this, I realized, yeah, the way it sounds, we talk about it, we make it sound like we're talking about buying our mother a house for Mother's Day. And that's not at all what we're talking about. But I see that when I wrote it, I was like, I can see how it could be interpreted like that. So, yeah, no, that's not what we're talking about today.
Okay.
Yeah. So what we're talking about today is if you are anything like me, you are terrible at gift giving. You're not creative. You have no idea what to get your mother. Well, join the club. I am the president of that club. Welcome. Come on in. We will try to help you out as best as we can. And the more I started reading, I was like, you know, there's got to be things that you can do around the house that you can give to your mother as a gift, or maybe your wife, or, you know, whoever the special lady in your life that is a mother. There's got to be stuff you can do around the house, you know, to just say, I love you. Take out the garbage, stuff like that. That it's just free. It's you know, or maybe the whatever we're going to talk about is cheap, but shows that you care, and maybe gives that mother in your life a little bit of time off, depending on, you know, what the construct of your household is like. You know, I know, you know, in our household, we're very blessed. You know, I work, and so my wife is able to stay at home with the kids, and so a lot of the day to day minutiae of taking care of the house falls to my wife while I'm working. And so, are there things that we could do to maybe take some of that off of her for a day or two, to give her a little bit of reprieve, to give her a little bit of rest or a break that she absolutely has deserved over the last year and then some since last Mother's Day. So that's what we're talking about. We are talking about what are some things that you could do around the house that say, I love you, that are, most of them are cheap and easy. Most of them. There's one or two we might put a little asterisk by, but that's what we're talking about today. So there's a great article out there from Extra Space Storage. They're not a sponsor of ours, but if they'd like to be, call me up. We'd love to have you sponsor our podcast. But there's a great article that was written back in August 10th of 2023, that starts talking about ideas for Mother's Day. Now, full disclosure, because this was written in August, some of the things that we get to might be a little more apropos if you started working on this in August. But I think a lot of these would still actually be great last-minute Mother's Day ideas, so that's what we're going to work through. They've given us 16 different items. Yeah.
I have a question. Who's thinking about Mother's Day in August?
apparently Extra Space Storage. Okay. Apparently Extra Space Storage. Apparently it was a slow day. I mean, yeah. So they were thinking about their mothers. Let's see. I'm scrolling to the bottom right now. It's like a 25-page article because there's a ton of fun, pretty pictures. Pages. I'm trying to see who wrote the article.
It's going to be a 2.5-hour podcast.
Yeah, exactly. We'll keep this short. That's my specialty. I have no idea who the author is. So,
whoever the author is. So, let's go ahead and talk about some of these great ideas that you can do to help mom out this Mother's Day season. You know, show your appreciation by, you know, doing something nice.
Exactly. So, number one, and I think this is pretty straightforward, start with decluttering. start with decluttering. You know, is there a room in the house? Is there a floor? I'll be the first to admit that my basement is a disaster, and it's basically my office area, so no one else really uses it besides me, but it's a disaster. And a good decluttering and a good cleaning would make my wife very, very happy, because she still has to occasionally come down to this level to either get laundry or get something else, and she, you know, deplores having to come down here every time. So I know, like in my house, you know, decluttering the basement would be a great thing to do. So is there a room or an area or a space in your house that could be decluttered that could be something that could be taken care of prior to Mother's Day that would show her how much you love her?
Oh, look at you. That's
yep. Nice. It could even be a cabinet or a closet. It doesn't even necessarily need
Mom,
to be a whole
room or a
floor.
I'm going to clean out this drawer for you. And you take out the drawer, you walk over to the garbage can, you empty it out,
yep.
Put the drawer back. There you are, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day. Put a bow on it. Put a bow on the drawer just to make it extra special.
So, and then there's little odd jobs. What do you mean by odd jobs?
Yeah. So, So odd jobs, this is my alley, 'cause I'm really bad with this one. You know, does she have a to-do list that needs, done, you know, anything from, you know, hanging light bulbs. I know I've seen a ton of houses where you've got chandeliers that are way up high. So changing light bulbs are not exactly the easiest thing in the world. So something from changing, you know, light bulbs to maybe hanging photos, or, you know, mopping the floors, testing the vents, things like that. I know I was really bad because I procrastinated. We had a small hole in our upstairs bathroom because the towel rack fell out, and I never bothered to plaster it up. So she had to do it for me. So shame on me.
That's your Father's Day gift.
Yeah, that's my Father's Day gift. Exactly. She's just ahead of the curve. She's thinking about Father's Day in May. Exactly.
Yeah, there you are.
But, you know, are there, you know, odd and end jobs? Is there that honey-do list that she's been wanting to just get extra things done around the house, but she can't because from the day-to-day minutia of taking care of, you know, dinner and laundry and this, that, and everything else, you know, that maybe she can't get to. So are there odd and end jobs? Are there a to-do list that you could accomplish to help her out with that?
Cool. Okay, what is the ultimate mom space?
I'm not going to lie. I didn't know what this was, but this actually came up on several articles that I read. So I thought this was kind of an interesting thing. But basically, a mom space is nothing more than a space that mom can call her own. So whether it's a walk-in closet, maybe it's a second living room that you have, maybe it's the basement, maybe it's somewhere else. It's just a space that mom can call her own. And, you know, if you have an empty room somewhere, maybe it's a spare bedroom or something like that, you know, you just turn it into her room. You know, what would she like in there? Is there decor that she would like? Is she a reader? Maybe you could turn it into a partial library. You know, does she like to watch television? Maybe you can make it a little bit of an entertainment center. Like, what could you do to turn that space? I guess it's kind of like the mom space is the equivalent to like the man cave. That's what I took. So
my sort of answer to that is, isn't the whole house mom's space, and then the man gets like the basement back room, right? You know, isn't that how it is?
Yes, but I think the difference is that the space that's just mom's, like the living room isn't mom's space, it's mom's space and everyone else's space. So I think it's the idea that it's just mom, no kids, no pets, no husbands allowed.
No, wow, okay, got it. And then if you are the outdoor type, you can go go plant some petunias and azaleas and do something nice like that, right?
Yeah, I was about to say, if you're not Lou or myself and you like to actually work in the garden, you can go out and work in the garden. If you don't want to work in the garden, maybe call one of our previous landscaping people that we've had on the podcast, either Claire or Jamie, and they can insert all of those Japanese flowers that I have no idea how to pronounce whatsoever. They can make it pretty. But if you like to work in the garden, yeah, go work in the garden. Go plant flowers. Go, you know, clean it up, freshen it up, get rid of the dead shrubs and the dead,
pull the weeds.
You know, yeah, pull the weeds, pull out all the dead, whatever. Yeah, just get it
don't
going.
Use,
so yeah,
don't use Roundup, but pull the weeds. Plant those tomato plants. Is it too late to plant, or are we still in planting season?
Because
this is
to say I don't know would be the understatement of the of the century. I have no idea.
Okay.
I have no freaking idea. I do know this. Do you ever watch the show Hot Ones?
Absolutely never heard of it.
Okay, so basically the short version is it's a very popular show on YouTube where basically the host, Sean Evans, interviews people, but he does it while they're eating insanely hot chicken wings.
Yeah, okay, I know exactly what it is.
So what's his name from One Direction? Zayn Malik or whatever his name is was on a couple of weeks ago, and apparently I had no idea when he broke up from One Direction. He actually moved to like apparently a really remote place in Pennsylvania and started farming and whatnot. Apparently, he's grown massive, giant watermelons. Oh. So what I would say is I don't know, but maybe if you research, maybe Zayn Malik has written something or blogged about something about growing insanely massive watermelons that you could ask him, because I've got no idea. Plus, I've heard this much. I've heard people say that a lot of farmers will plant in the winter. That really is the best time because it gets down into the roots and then it's there ready to go when the spring hits. That's what I've been told. But the problem is you don't see that till next year. So that doesn't help you out this year.
Yeah. Well, you know, say mom, like, you know, in a year, you're really going to be happy.
Yes. I'm going to jump start on next Mother's Day. This Mother's Day, you could suck it, but next Mother's Day is going to be awesome.
Right. So plant some stuff in the garden, work in the garden, et cetera. So, and then along with that goes with the outdoor area, you know, and the landscaping and things like that.
Yeah, this is one of those ones that may or may not work depending on your time. But the idea is maybe give the backyard living space a refresh. Now, that could be anything from just pulling out the patio, maybe buying a new rug for, you know, if you have like an under, like a deck area that's undercover. You know, maybe you're buying some new patio furniture. Maybe you're restaining the deck. Maybe you're stringing some lights or adding torches or lanterns. I mean, the redesigning the outdoor space can be something as simple as, you know, restaining the deck and pulling out the furniture to you know, maybe just creating a whole new space that you didn't even know could exist out there. So that's one of those ones that's kind of a spectrum of what you could do, but depending on your time frame and budget. But
one of my neighbors has this is unusual. I haven't seen this very much. They have a very flat yard, and they in their backyard, instead of having the deck attached to the house, the deck is like in the middle of the yard. And they've got like a kind of canopy thing that they built over it. And so it's not a gazebo. It's like an open kind of thing. You know, they have patio furniture out there and everything. Nice. And they've got like a little, I think in the middle, they got one of these little like fire pit things. I saw that the other day. I was like, that's cool. Yeah. So something like that. Yeah, you can do something like that.
Absolutely. And again, it might be that you already have the area set up and you just got to spruce it up. Or if you don't have anything, you might want to totally redesign something. But again, that might be kind of hard on the last minute, you know, time and budget. So the next one is taking care of the landscaping. That's pretty straightforward.
Cut the grass.
Cut the grass, weed whack, put down some fresh mulch, you know, that kind of stuff. So, you know, that don't ever underestimate just putting some fresh landscaping down, how happy mom can be.
Okay, very good. And then going along with that is the fresh coat.
Paint. And kind of with the landscaping, don't ever underestimate, you know, repainting a room or maybe painting the outside deck or whatever.
That railing.
exactly. You would be shocked at what a fresh coat of paint in the kitchen or the bathroom or something like that could do, especially going back to up further when we're talking about the to-do list. If that was something that was on her to-do list, that could make her really happy. I mean, I can't tell you how many times we've repainted a room and all of a sudden you're like, oh, wow. This really, you know, freshens the room up and brightens it up and things like that. So, yeah, don't ever underestimate painting inside or outside as a potential possibility. I'll tell you this much. Every year we repaint our deck. We have a front stoop. It's a concrete patio. So we paint it with that non-slip paint on the deck. And it's amazing how refreshed it looks every year when we do that. So
good idea. And then upgrade the kitchen.
Yeah. So this is one of those ones where we need to put an asterisk by it, because depending on your time frame and your budget, you may not be able to get too crazy. But as far as, you know, upgrading the kitchen, there's a lot of simple DIY projects that you could do to help kind of give it a fresh look. You could always, you know, maybe add a backsplash behind, you know, the kitchen sink. You know, you could always repaint the kitchen cabinets. maybe put some new hardware on the cabinets or drawers, possibly update the kitchen lighting, things like that. So there's a lot of DIY things you can do. Again, you might need to allow yourself a little bit of time, because especially if you're painting cabinets, you actually have to take them down, paint them, let them dry, and put them back up. That may not be able to be something you could do the night before, but if you've got a couple of days, technically this is dropping on Friday and you have until Sunday. So, but you know, you don't have to necessarily do a full blown kitchen remodel, but there's always some things you can do to freshen up the kitchen that'll really, really help, you know, things freshen up and liven up. So any one of those things I think could work.
And organize, what do you mean by organize the kitchen? Like get rid of all the old crap, you know, that you've been keeping, like the, I know with me, like I've got like pots and stuff like that, that, you know, I haven't touched, you know, I mean, it's like garbage, you know?
Yeah, it's one of those ones. I think the three main things that I think of when it comes to organizing the kitchen, one is cleaning out the fridge. I cannot tell you. Now, luckily, my wife is amazing with this on a weekly basis. We've gotten better at trying to only buy the groceries that we need. So by the end of the week, the refrigerator actually gets somewhat barren because we've used up all the food that we've bought. But, you know, cleaning out and organizing the refrigerator, I mean, it's even amazing to see what happens when, like, you know, you put all the drinks on one shelf, you put all the condiments on another shelf, you put all the lunch meat bin, fruits in another bin, vegetables in another bin. It's just organizing the fridge is amazing. But aside from that, you could always reorganize the cabinets or reorganize the pantry. I don't know what Tasmanian devil comes through our pantry every week, but no matter how hard we try to organize the pantry, we really struggle with keeping that pantry organized. So even just something as simple as that could be a huge game changer for the mother in your life, because if she can find things easier, it could be a huge, huge help for everyone involved. Plus, you know, if I can find the snacks easier, that's always a good thing for me too, you know. So dad wins too.
sounds good.
Yeah, but you do bring up a great point, which is also maybe you do a little bit of a purge. You know, where do you, you know, where could you see yourself getting rid of some things that maybe you haven't used, maybe they're old, they're rusty, things like that? Absolutely, get them thrown out.
Yeah, absolutely. And then along with organizing the kitchen is closet space. Everybody loves closet space. And
yes,
you'd be surprised, right, when you go through your closets. What is this doing in here? Why is that, you know, oh, you know, we have 47 of these things. Why, you know what I mean? And then you start to realize you can maximize by organizing.
Yes.
Organize and maximize. Maximize and organize, whatever.
Got it. Yeah, exactly. And both those things are true. I think when it comes to maximizing closet organization, one is, you know, purging what you don't use. I mean, you know, even myself, who has a very basic wardrobe, it's amazing. Every time I go through, it's like I can throw another five or six things away that I just know I don't wear. So purging the closet is always a big thing. And then once you purge, organizing it, whether it's, you know, a California closet, it's adding a shoe rack, it's adding maybe a couple small shelves so that you can organize, you know, ties or shoes or whatever. Those little things really can help create nice organization in the closet, and again, go a long way to not just having piles of clothes everywhere. Now, I won't lie, you can organize any closet that you want. I do think this is geared more towards people that have a walk-in closet, more than just a regular standard closet. But I have a regular standard closet, and it even needs reorganized from time to time. So don't be afraid to really get in there, clean it, organize it, because that can go a long way for everyone involved.
Well, they clean and organize those closets, guys. For mom.
Do it for mom.
And then we can moving on to the bedroom. So you'd like maybe a coat of paint. You could do a coat of paint tomorrow before Mother's Day. Come on.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
You can go to Home Depot and get your stuff and then go up there and paint that room.
Yep, that's one. Or you know what else? And you would be shocked at how many people don't do this. Start with dusting. Do you know how many, like, ceiling fans don't get dusted?
Oh, yeah.
Baseboards, blinds, even just taking the detachment from the vacuum and running along the corner of the carpet, just dusting and giving it a good deep clean alone. I'll tell you this much, to kind of veer off to the side for just a second. My wife and I decided this summer to kind of, you know, maximize my time a little bit and to kind of give me a little bit of reprieve on some duties. I decided to suck it up. There's a car wash in Canonsburg that offers different packages where you can get a monthly, you know, all you can wash, you know, as much as you want. So I started doing that. And part of the reason I started going to this car wash was because in addition to the car wash, when you're done, you can park it and they got all kinds of cool crap that you can use, you know, special towels to like, you know, dry the car. You know, they offer like different mists that you can spray for air fresheners. They've got, you know, window cleaning things that you can use to really spruce up your car. And it's funny because I've been doing this for about a month, month and a half. And it wasn't until like I took one of those dust rags one week and dusted off my front like steering wheel and the front console. I was like, oh, this was really dirty.
Yeah.
And then like a week later, I took time to clean my windows. I had no idea how disgusting my windows were because it wasn't until I cleaned it. I went, oh, wow. I had just gotten so used to just kind of looking through this fog that it's like, this is really nice. So it wasn't until I did it that I realized how bad it had gotten. It's the same thing with this. Even just dusting and running the vacuum and picking up crap, it's amazing how far that will get you and how much of an improvement it can make. And, you know, maybe if you take some Pine Sol or Pledge or something and wipe down the dressers and things like that, that aroma could just help give a fresh smell to the room, you know, aside from painting and all that. All those things can really give it a nice refresh.
And you mentioned, you don't have this on the list, but you did mention the car. Why not wash mom's car for or
detail the car? Absolutely.
Go have it detailed. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep.
That is actually one thing I can do. I'm really good at detailing cars. So maybe I'll do that for my wife.
There you are.
Yeah.
Hey, you got it all figured out. So aren't you glad you came here today?
Exactly. 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 So, but okay. The next one is renovate the outdated bathroom. This is kind of like the kitchen. Obviously, this is going to be time and budget sensitive. But, you know, if there's anything that needs an update, I'm not necessarily saying doing a whole gut job, but, you know, maybe you're looking to get a new toilet in there. Maybe you want to, you know, put a little bit of a backsplash somewhere. Maybe you want to redo the flooring. Maybe you want to update the hardware. Maybe you want to put in a new vanity in, new mirror in. There's definitely some ideas that you can do to refresh the bathroom. But again, you know, don't go hog wild because it can very easily turn into a whole gut job. And that's not necessarily what we're recommending, but there are some cool things that you can do to update. As I referenced, to clean out the basement, mine definitely needs that done. Especially if the basement is a place that's more of storage for you rather than entertainment, definitely get down there to clean it out, organize it, put things in bins, get some shelving down there. There's a lot of things that you can do to organize the basement.
Okay, so the basement, and then what goes with every basement? The laundry room.
You know, that's a sign of how old we are, Lou, because did you know that most new houses, the laundry room isn't even in the basement
anymore?
It's
off the kitchen or something like that.
So there's been two moves. The first one was, I believe, in the early 2000s. That's where they started moving to the main level, usually off the kitchen. And usually what it was the connector to the garage. So it acted as a mudroom / laundry room. So that's one place
sense.
For it.
Yeah, it makes sense.
But then actually more recently, it's upstairs. Upstairs in the... In the hallway of the upstairs. So that way the laundry is right there. So you can do it and then just take all the laundry right into the respective rooms. Yeah. Right there on the top level.
Huh.
Yep.
Huh.
Yep.
Things
yeah.
make you go, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Now you have to be careful when you install it because you have to put certain safety precautions in there because if water backs up, it's one thing to back up in the basement, but it's another thing to back up on the second floor and have water run.
That's probably why it has been in the basement traditionally.
Yeah, but there's things you can do. There's technologies that's been created to help make sure that, you know, you don't run into too many problems. So, but that's another podcast episode for another day. Making over the laundry room, same thing where it's, you know, tidying up the space, make the laundry easier. Maybe you're installing some shelves, to be able to store like the soap and the dryer sheets and all of that, you know, maybe installing some shiplap or something like that to spruce it up. You know, maybe change out the flooring, that kind of thing. But you know, it's, you know, putting rods up so that you can hang and clothing. You know, it depends on what your personal laundry space looks like, but doing some type of sprucing up of the laundry room is always a possibility.
Okay, spruce. And then, oh, wow, this is a kind of a big move here. Like, mom, get out. We're selling a house. I'm
this one's more, I like this one. I think it's a great way to wrap up these last
have,
two things.
I'm surprised you don't have call a nursing home on this on the list, but go ahead.
Yeah. That's the next one. So, yeah, prep the house for sale. You know, if you guys know you're selling in the next couple of months, start prepping the house for sale. You know, decluttering, depersonalizing, you know, that kind of thing. Start really packing things up. Maybe get a storage facility so you can start putting things in storage. That's more of a, you know, asterisk of if you know you're going to be selling, because I do. I have buyers and sellers that I know that are going to be selling in the next like 4 to 6 weeks. So it's like, why not start prepping it now and have it be a little less headache for her as you get that started. And that kind of leads us into the last one, which is getting ready for retirement, which is the same thing, downsizing. I will tell you this, excuse me, this is great for the older mothers in your lives. Like, for example, I know for the last couple of years, my parents have been trying to declutter their house because at some point they want to sell in the near future. I just got to find them a really good realtor first. But like, at one point she came over, she's like, here's all the stuff we don't want, but we couldn't bear to throw it away. You have it.
Yeah, there
it
you was are.
Stuff,
uh-huh.
Yeah, stuff I hadn't seen in 15 years. And I was like, you should have just thrown it away because I didn't even know it still existed. So now I have to be the jerk off that has to throw it all away. But, you know, maybe so help your mom out with that. If you know they're going to be retiring, if you know they're going to be downsizing, get over there now. Start decluttering and depersonalizing some of your old stuff so that she doesn't have to do it when she gets to retirement age and wants to downsize.
Wow. You thought of everything.
I have, except call a nursing home. That's number 17.
So, okay, very good. Any final thoughts, anything you want to add before we wrap up for today? Because this is a pretty good list.
Yeah, no, this is dropping this Friday. You know, full disclosure, recording this on Wednesday the 8th. It's dropping on Friday the 10th, so we are going into Mother's Day weekend. So my final thought is just happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Thank you for all that you do. If your household is anything like my household, I wouldn't be able to survive on a day-to-day basis without my wife, who is the mother to our two beautiful children. So I know in our household, I would not survive without her, and I'm willing to say safe bet it's probably that way in most everyone's households as well. So again, just happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Thank you for all you do. Enjoy your special day. I hope you get time to rest and relax because you absolutely deserve it.
All right. Excellent. Whether you are a mother or not, or you're like interested in buying or selling in the foreseeable future, if it's something you're thinking of in the next year or so, Jason would like to start working with you sooner rather than later. So you can reach out to Jason at 412-651-4638, and he can help you with giving you the pointers on we got to get this house decluttered, or you got to paint those walls a neutral color or whatever, and then we can get that stuff going right away. Don't wait till the last minute. So get a hold of Jason right away if it's something that you feel is you know you're going to be selling or buying here in the next, even if it's 18 months or so. The sooner you get the process started, the better. You can also reach out to Jason via email at jason.wilcox@pittsburghmoves.com. All right, everybody, thank you so much for hanging out. Happy Mother's Day, and we'll catch everybody on the next Really Real Real Estate Podcast.